Next up, 100,000 pounds from the Belfast Health Trust is to be spent to bring Belfast bikes to our hospitals. The bike scheme launched last year in conjunction with Coca-Cola. The trust will foot the bill for the initial setup expense and the first year's running costs. This will be at the Royal, the Mater and the City Hospital. The bikes are branded with the Coca-Cola logo. But does it fall flat and ultimately lead the advertising a soft drinks company with health funds? Is that what's going on here? The commentator is Emma Wolfe from Fionnuala Meredith with us this morning to battle this out. Good morning, Emma. Good morning, Fionnuala.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You wonder why Coke can't pay for this themselves, Fionnuala.
Yeah, I do wonder that. I mean, the whole thing, to be honest, is a bit of a sick joke. So what, are you going to have like a nice, healthy ride on your bike to hospital where the doctors are fighting to deal with what we're told is this epidemic of obesity and obesity-related conditions like diabetes? So you're on a bike sponsored by one of the world's biggest fizzy drink manufacturers? That just doesn't make sense.
Emma?
I don't actually give a damn whether they're sponsored by a major cigarette company, whether they're sponsored by an alcohol company. The fact is, the scheme has been a success and people are getting active, and that's incredibly important. You know, this is positive, proactive healthcare in action. And frankly...
Well, you'd need to be active if you were drinking lots of sugary Coke, wouldn't you?
No, you're being more active if you're cycling around on these bikes, and it's a real success. And, you know, this is the kind of healthcare that we need to see. This is people getting moving. This is what counts
for
obesity.
You've got to look at Coke's motives here. I mean, you can't just leave that out of the thing. There is an ethical issue. And it seems to me that Coca-Cola is trying to sort of address its sugar-soaked image problem. And let's just remember, Coke Zero, which is the name on the actual bikes themselves, it mightn't have any sugar, but ordinary Coke, the brand itself, has 9 teaspoons per can. So
I know, but I think it's a lot better to be
just to finish the point, Emma, I do think this is part of Coca-Cola's kind of public foray into obesity prevention. What they're trying to do is invest in sort of healthy, sporty initiatives to keep the focus actually on being physically active rather than having a healthy... Emma, let me finish. To keep the focus on being physically active rather than having a healthy diet. And I think the problem with that is that it deflects the blame for obesity away from poor diets and consumption of sugary drinks. That's what I think they're up to, and I don't think we should be facilitating that.
If I may come in, the point is people are using these bikes and they are getting active. That's the bottom line. And frankly, Coca-Cola, McDonald's and many other brands which are not associated with a particularly healthy lifestyle have been sponsoring the Olympics, they've been sponsoring football, they've been sponsoring all sorts of sports for decades now. We know that. Well, it's clear why they're doing it, because, of course, it widens their profile, it raises the image of the brand. But the fact is, people are using these bikes and they're getting active. That is a positive thing. And actually, I'm quite sceptical about how much advertising really, what effect it has. We're all surrounded by these brands constantly, all the time, all over the internet. Well, and we don't all drink.
Must have a pretty big effect, or these companies wouldn't be paying tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of pounds in some instances around the world for brand endorsement.
Yeah, but we're all surrounded by the same adverts, and we don't all have obesity or alcoholism, or we don't all smoke. The fact is that yes, it is about brand awareness, of course it is, but it's a heck of a lot more positive than just putting up billboards. No one, you guys aren't addressing the issue. People are actually using these bikes, and they're getting active.
Yeah, but why should we agree to be cheerleaders for the sugar-laden fizzy drinks industry? Why are we paying?
We're not paying. The Belfast Health Trust is paying.
But it's public money.
100 grand. Now, they have released a statement. In the statement, they say, this is the trust, the Belfast Trust. It's incorrect, they say, to say that the trust is making a contribution to a soft drinks company. The initial setup cost, say the trust, of 100,000 for the supply and installation of 3 sets of bike racks, and the first year's running costs will be provided from Belfast Trust charitable funds, specifically, they say, for non-clinical purposes, and will provide a healthy and alternative travel option for our staff and indeed the wider community who need travel between hospital sites. We also hope it will contribute to reducing our carbon footprint, say the trust.
I think
mention, over here in London, that the Boris bike schemes are sponsored by major banks, which I'm not going to mention. That doesn't mean that I have to go out and get my mortgage with those banks. That doesn't mean I know exactly what those banks are involved in doing in terms of their investments and, you know, all sorts of alleged links to the arms trade. You know, these are bike schemes. This is a positive thing. And we know that if people get moving, that's the beginning of a much more healthy lifestyle.
There's an ethical point to be made here, though, which you're just completely avoiding. The idea that the idea that Coke have, I assume, is that we start to associate physical activity and being all nice and healthy and riding on the bikes with fizzy drink.
It's Coke Zero. It has no sugar in it anyway.
Oh, but it's a brand. Come on. This is, you have to realise it. I mean, and
but we live in the real world. We live in the real world, Fionnuala.
You're a sensible person. You must know that the Coca brand is really sugar saturated. Why are health trusts getting into bed with this matter?
Of course. Look, would I prefer them to be sponsored by or buy some kind of vegetable? Of course I would, but we live in the real world. I think, A, it's better that people drink Coke Zero than they, you know, or whatever brand, that they drink the sugar-free options. And B, I think it's preferable that people are moving rather than not.
I'm trying to understand. Let me know what you think of this. Let me know what you think of this at home this morning. 030 30 80 55 55 on the text 81771, on Twitter at Stephen Nolan, Facebook, the Stephen Nolan Show on Facebook. That Facebook page has gone crazy over recent times, actually, which is good. Thank you for doing that. I'm trying to understand here what the running costs would be. So the Belfast Trust send this £100,000 of their money is being spent supplying and installing the three sets of bike racks and the first year's running costs. What's the running costs when the bikes are put in place and the tracks are down?
No, there are lots of running costs. They have to move the, you see them doing it in London, they have to move the bikes around. So you take them out, you use them, you put them back in a stand. And then they have to make sure all the stands are full. They have to make sure the bikes are clean and serviced.
Yeah, but how come? What's Coca-Cola's sponsorship going towards then? If the trust is paying for the running costs, then what's Coke's money going to?
I can't tell you that.
Well, I don't know either. We need to find out, don't we?
Let's get Coke on the line.
Yeah, we don't have that hotline, unfortunately. Okay, Fionnuala, Emma. Thank you very much indeed. Morning to you. 030 30 80 55 55 is the number to call. The text 81771. The email Nolan at bbc.co.uk. There's more information there. The current sponsorship payment from Coca-Cola is £100,000 per year over a 3-year contract. That covers 23% of Phase 1 costs. Well, there's the details there. The income from sponsorship for Phase 2 is not yet confirmed, however, and the current contract requires that this is a subject to negotiation. So £100,000 per year over a 3-year contract covers 23% of the Phase 1 costs, whatever Phase 1 is.